This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. As it does every summer, Hollywood's been playing it totally safe. You know what I'm talking about. Super expensive and loud would-be blockbusters with numbers at the end of the title.
Minions assemble!
Despicable Me 2. Iron Man 3.
I thought Brazil was our last job.
Fast and Furious 6.
But unlike any previous summer I can think of, it seems there's been another new special effects mega movie in theaters every weekend. And these tent poles and franchises seem to have lost their sure thingness. In the past few months, maybe $1 billion worth of movie making. The Lone Ranger, After Earth, White House Down, The Wolverine, Pacific Rim, Smurfs 2, totally bombed in America. And that's not even counting advertising campaigns that cost maybe another billion. Linda Obst has been producing films in Hollywood for 30 years, ones mostly about humans, not monsters or robots, and she is the author of the new book Sleepless in Hollywood about what she calls the new abnormal in the movie business. Linda Obst, welcome to Studio 360.
It's great to be here. Thank you.
So it really seems that the major studios doubled down on blockbusters this summer as never before. Is this just the next step and finally it will all tumble down on them?
Well, it's not clear that it will all tumble down on them unless they learn no lessons. And it's a very reactive, bright crew of people. But it has been pretty catastrophic for the movie business.
And if you're running a studio, why you do XYZ 2 and ABC 7 and all these sequels and big movies that they think every 20-year-old kid's going to see is driven by fear. But doesn't this failure of that formula make them even more fearful?
Actually, the ones with the 7 after them,
yeah,
those are the successful ones.
I guess that's right.
If it's made it to the 7th iteration, that's the good news. Let's look at Fast and Furious.
Right.
Fast and Furious opens well and does well, both domestically and in the international market.
And international box office now, as one looks at these movies, big movies certainly, accounts for most of the money they're taking in at this point, right?
And not only accounts for most of the money, 80% of the box office is now from the international market, but is the reason that you're seeing this glut of huge, big-budget special effects pictures. And that's sort of the definition of the new abnormal. When you know that 80% of your profits is coming from international, you want to give the rest of the world what they want. We're only, 2% of the world.
Right, right.
When I sort of discovered this fact, that was what I feared. We no longer count, we in the domestic U.S. English-speaking market. But what you see this summer is that the total failure of a movie in the U.S. market doesn't behoove it well for its eventual success overseas.
So we in the United States seeing movies have become kind of a large focus group for the rest of the world, right?
Yes, I think that's true. The studios do care if a movie is a flop here, even if it really performs overseas, it's less likely to get another $250 million mounting.
What about these fresh, original films that get made that are in some sense, well, like Woody Allen certainly has been trying his whole career to make what is we used to think of as a European kind of film. When Americans make those, they just don't do business in foreign countries?
Certainly Russia and China won't even open our movies like that. China won't let them in. In the quotas from China, they literally will only let in 3D and IMAX movies by law and design. So it's not that the studios are guessing that that's all that the big markets want. They're being told that that's all the big markets want.
Why? Because they want to protect their domestic Sleepless in Seattle movies?
Yes, that's partially the reason. And second, they don't want the infiltration of our ideas. And who knows how they can sneak in, even though they have a propaganda ministry cutting, wildly through our movies in case there is, an accidental infiltration of an idea or some kind of statement about the Chinese or something that they may not like. But we're not there to exchange cultural nuance. Our movies aren't there for that. Our movies are there to showcase our fabulous technology.
Do you think next summer will be the same, only more? Or will there be, have we just seen the peak of cynical giant blockbusters that they think will make money overseas?
Well, it's hard to change next summer so quickly. because tentpoles are in the pipeline already. But on the other hand, I see in development more originals this year. That I hope the studios will see as an opportunity to, instead of making the one marginal tentpole for $250 million that you're just not sure about making, that feels somewhat familiar, but everybody kind of thinks, this could work in Hong Kong, you know?
Right.
Dump that one and make five smaller movies, you know? And save a little money for development next year to buy a great script.
Well, on that glimmer of hope, Linda Obst, thank you very much.
My pleasure, Kurt.
Linda Obst is a film and TV producer in Los Angeles. Her new book is Sleepless in Hollywood, Tales from the New Abnormal in the Movie Business. So what do you think? Does Hollywood need to rethink its blockbuster tentpole strategy? Will it? Or is it just giving the people of Earth what they want? Leave us a comment at studio360.org.